Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Tonight we have as our guest, J-Mac. J-Mac is a producer. He is also a musician. He's worked for the likes of Nicki Minaj and other artists. Good afternoon, J-Mac. How are you doing?
Well, I'm super blessed. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine.
Can you hear me clearly?
It's good to have you on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Yeah, thanks, Ms. Butler, for having me. It's a pleasure.
You're more than welcome. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. I can't complain at all. Life is good. You know, God is good. Everything's good.
Okay. I guess we'll go into what all the listeners have called in to listen about and who are listening via internet. How did you get your start in the entertainment industry? How did you go about this?
Well, I got my first break in Atlanta, Georgia. I used to go to a place called the Rim Shop on P Street. Everybody used to hang out, all of the musicians and rappers and producers. And it was one time told that it was Eric Sherman and some other famous people's rim shop. So everybody used to go there and get their rims done and get their cars fixed up. And a guy named Greg Taylor and another kid that I did a record for actually took the record to Too Short, and Too Short signed me right then and went on with Jive, and this was like in 98, and first record came out, and my career took off from there.
So you worked with Too Short. All right.
Yeah, that was my first deal.
So you were a rapper?
No.
Or were you a producer?
Yeah.
Producer.
I mean,
all
I rapped on the side now. I did my little rap thing. So, yeah, I had a couple of records come out when I was rapping back then as well. I still rap, but not like that.
Okay. All right. All right. Who besides Too Short have you worked with?
Wow. Keith Sweat, Benny Siegel, Lazy Bone, Boo and Gotti, Sean Garrett, Rick Ross, T.I., Nicki Minaj, Mavado, The Outlaws, who else? Tupac. Just a gang of people, man. Just work, kept myself busy, you know what I mean?
Okay. So you work with Tupac Shakur. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Tupac Shakur was a very talented rapper.
Let me clarify what I did with Tupac so people won't get it misconstrued. I didn't actually work in the studio with him. I just had some of his vocals, and I did a remix of one of his vocals. So it was just like having his spirit in that studio with me. So, you know, I was honored to have his vocals, you know, because can't a lot of people, matter of fact, can't nobody really get his vocals, acapellas, and do some records over it, you know what I mean?
Okay, so that's how you work with Tupac Shakur. Okay, all right, listeners, you heard what he said. Do you consider yourself ambitious?
Say one more time now.
Do you consider yourself ambitious?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, consider yourself ambitious. What is your educational background?
I didn't complete high school. I kind of left at the ninth grade, you know, to pursue my stupidity and goal. So, yeah, But, you know, the streets taught me, you know, my mentors taught me, my parents taught me, my kids teach me, you know, and life just, life has been taught, teaching me. So that's the best class I could have ever had.
So you left school in the ninth grade. Is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, you were very fortunate and blessed because a lot of people, if they were to drop out, would be lost. So you
right.
definitely had God. You definitely have had God with you. There are a lot of people with education who are not doing as well as you. So, but that's not advocating for the youth to drop out of school. Okay, to not.
No. I don't want nobody to think it's cool to drop out of school and pursue your dreams. No, stay in school. That's the best education you can ever get because you got to fall back on something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to fall back on something. What did your parents think about your career choice? What did they say when you told them you were going to do this?
They didn't like it. I mean, they didn't think I was going to make a check out of my music. Although they were musicians and singers as well, you can say, you know, I'm one of the first ones out the family to actually pursue my dream and actually became successful at it. So, you know, I thank them for not believing in me and then believing in me when they saw that check.
Okay, when they saw that check. All right. Which instruments do you play?
Wow, I play over 100 different instruments. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anything that I put my hands on, let's just say I'm blessed at it.
Oh wow. What was the name of your CDs? You said you had some. You did the rap thing. Did you have a CD?
Yeah, it was called "Risk It All, Roll the Dice." I put it out like in 2006. It's still out on the internet. You can check it out, iTunes. It's on every internet provider downloader that you can think of. Risk It All, Roll the Dice. You can check it, iTunes and everything.
All right. All right. Which do you prefer, being a producer or a musician?
I'm just an artistical person. Like, I don't have a preference.
You don't have a preference?
Yeah. I just love to entertain.
Okay.
What drives me is the check, though.
Which CDs? I guess I would say not your own CDs, but which CDs have you produced? Some of them. What are some of the CDs that you have produced?
Still in the Game, Keep Sweat, N-I-G-G-A by Nas, DJ Toomp and I produced that one, The Game, The A-Team, we did Novel, which is on Capitol Records, what else, the list goes on. Let's just say
you work with Rick Ross, Nicki Minaj, I believe.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj and featuring Jazzy Faye. We did Rick Ross featuring Jacquera featuring Rick Ross and Movado. Like I See It. What else? Like I said, Sean Garrett. Featuring Bumby and Yo Gotti called Summer Love. They actually shot a video, a couple of videos out on these records as well. The list goes on.
What are your current projects?
Current projects I'm working on is called Minutes of Madness. We're out of Virginia. And DJ Spade 1. You can also check that out at djspade1.com. I have a couple of artists as well. Nina Mademoiselle, working on her project. She's a pop artist. She's actually Persian. She was an international runway model in Paris. So she turned pop, working on her records. Also, The Pricks out of Los Angeles, California. they're like a punk rock band.
Okay.
And also working on my project as well.
What's your project?
My project consists of rap, singing, comedy. It's just a multitude of different cultures and different music and just a collage of everything, and I'm putting it all in one big old bowl, and I'm going to stir it up and put it out.
Okay. What is it like working with major celebrities? What is it like working with them? Do you usually work with them before they become major celebrities or after they become major celebrities? How does that work with you?
Some of them I've worked before they have become major, and some during their highlight of their careers. Most of the artists that I've worked with are great artists. They're great in the studio. Some of them can be what's the word I'm looking for? Like a little kid. Like a little kid always wants something, nagging his mom for it, spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the majority of the artists that I've worked with, it's been a pleasure working with them, and, you know, I look forward to working with many more artists and people that I've always looked up to. I'm looking forward to that. My life is just taking on a new adventures and new possibilities.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do you give a lot of interviews?
Not really. Like, I'm just starting to because I kept my career myself private for so long that people know my name but don't know my face. So now is, you know, I want to give an opportunity for people to know who I am personally and see my face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I met you on Facebook, and it's very impressive the things that you have did. And you're young. I'm in my early 40s, and you said you're in your 30s. So that, you know, you're just a blessed young man, very talented and blessed young man. And I know that you'll go even further. Have any of your anything you produced won any awards, like a Grammy or something like that? American Music Award?
We've been nominated, but never won a Grammy. So, and I've worked with a Grammy nominated, well, a Grammy award winning producer. So, yeah, you can say definitely.
Which one was Grammy nominated?
It was The Game and the Nas record. And The Game record, it made it to the A-Team movie soundtrack, so that was a great situation. Shouts out to DJ Too.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a small break, a minute break. Well, more than a minute, listeners. We're going to come back with Jay Mac.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com, or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
Refuse is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his slash her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, as on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more academic failures and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks. That will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at clients@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
All right, listeners, those were advertisers. If you listen to the Conglomerate Magazine commercial, that was Carla McLaughlin. He's the CEO of the Conglomerate Magazine. His magazine can be found at www.conglomeratemagazine.com. He is a great person, and he's been on the show before and co-hosted him and Mr. Eddie LaVert Jr. I give a shout-out also to all the fathers who are coming up this weekend. Happy Father's Day. Also, I'd like to say I'm going to get an award from the Conglomerate Magazine, so I'm real happy about that. It's my first reward while I've been in radio. All right, let's get back to Mr. J. McCall. Oh, I forgot one more thing. Let's not forget Butterfly Cosmetics. That's April Smith Holt. April Holt Smith, excuse me, of Butterfly Cosmetics. That's www.butterflycosmetics.com. Let's not forget John Watts, the author of Power of the V. Don't forget those people. And let's get back to the show. All right, J-Mac.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Can't forget the sponsors, huh?
Yeah, I have to get the sponsors out. Yes, sir. Do you write music also? Do you write music?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
Are there any certain songs or CDs that you've written on?
No. The stuff that's currently coming out, then yes. You can check out www.questmusicgroup.com. We're going to be posting up. You can subscribe to our updates and our web letters, web news. We're going to be updating it real soon. We're going to have a blasting coming out on hopefully by November. So everything will be set up where you can buy, purchase, look, read, soak in what Quest Music Group is going to have going out, coming in, and going on.
All right. Who influenced you the most? Who has influenced you the most?
The church and the streets.
The church and the streets. How can it be both? I mean, explain that, please.
The church, filled with musicians, and I just always used to look up to all the musicians and love the tones and the different sounds that were coming out, them speakers, and wanted to do it. And the streets taught me how to keep making music and stay out the streets.
All right. Okay. How does one become a producer, and what does a producer do?
I got a book about that. It's called The Manual. It'll be also on my website, too, www.crestmusicgroup.com. It's called The Manual. But as far as becoming a producer, everybody has a little musicianship in them. So you just got to reach down in there and find it and come out with it and stick with it, stay with it, and just watch it grow and believe in God, keep God first, keep your nose clean, and that's it.
Okay. For the first week. But could you tell us a little bit about what a producer does, just a little, even though I know you want to listen to
okay.
So I didn't buy you to get your book?
Well, a producer mainly has an artist that they develop a sound for. We make the music, or we put musicians together. We put the artist, we put the writer. A real producer, this is what real producers do, not the ones that's on Fruity Loops just making beats and putting them out. A real producer produces an artist. And it takes probably about 2 or 3 days to really give them a sound for one record. It may take a week for that one record, but when that record comes out, you know, it's a banger. That's what producers do.
Mm-hmm. That's what producers do. You make the music.
We make the music. We put the people together. We put the writers together. We put everybody together that creates a record, a final record. Well, that's what I do. So I call myself a producer. So I don't, you know, other people, you know, they just make beats.
Okay. All right. So, I was under the impression that a producer did something different. I thought they like, I hate to sound stupid, were the ones who put the money out on the CD, but I'm wrong.
That's executive producer.
That's executive producer. Okay.
Right.
That's an executive producer. Okay, thank you for getting me straight on that. Because I would have went on thinking that all producers on music were the ones who did the money part.
No. Well, in my instance, I'm the CEO, executive, I'm the maid, I'm the janitor, I'm the producer. So I kind of take on all them hats, and you have to with artists that you have. And if you're trying to do something yourself, you know, you find, you know, venture capital and put the money behind your projects, because you're not going to do nothing without no money. So that's unheard of.
So you're the one that puts the money behind the project?
Yes, I can, yes.
Okay, yes, you have, and you can. You have, and
yeah.
you can, or you have?
Both.
Okay, I'm sorry. Don't answer. Okay. I'll make you uncomfortable.
No. I'm not uncomfortable at all.
Okay. Did you always want to be in entertainment? Did you always want to be a part of the music and the singing and all those things, the rap and R&B and all those things? Did you just always want to do this? Just the ninth grade, really. But has it been the main focus, the main career choice?
Absolutely. Always knew I wanted to entertain. I love to see people happy. I love to see people smile. I love the way music make people show their emotion. Plus, music is power. And when you have that power to change people's emotion, positive or negative or whatever, you know, use it as a tool. I think if I wasn't a musician, I'd probably be a lawyer. So.
Oh, okay. Entertainment lawyer, maybe?
Yeah, definitely, because I hate to see people get played.
Yeah, I know. Okay. You hate to see people get played. All right. What advice or encouragement can you give to the younger people?
I'm going to tell you what a guy told me. He said, whatever you do in life, be the best at it. If you mop floors, be the best floor mopper there is. And don't let nobody discourage you from doing anything that you want to do in life. Keep your nose clean, keep God first, and you won't lose.
All right, young people, you hear that. Keep your nose clean, and you can't lose. Keep God first. So you're a spiritual man, okay?
Yeah, I ain't no preacher or nothing like that.
You're no preacher, but you believe in the Lord, okay?
Yeah,
well, there's no crime of sin in that. That's the best way to be. I mean, you know, that's the way God wants people to be. What advice can you give the people who want to go into the career field that you have chosen?
Learn the business first. It's called the music business, not the music industry. It's the music business. So learn the business, and then so you won't get jerked in trying to get the music done. You know, a lot of people waste their time in the music industry and not knowing the business, and, you know, and they get jerked so much and have records out and don't see no publishing. Learn the publishing game. Learn what it is to get mechanicals, statutory rates, and learn what it is. Learn about that stuff. Whatever you can do, read. I mean, they say it's kind of true. They say if you don't want a black person to know something, put it in a book. But now we got the internet. So get on the internet. You're surfing the internet all day. Learn about what your craft is.
All right. Okay. How do you feel about bullying? What advice can you give someone who is being bullied, and how do you feel about bullying?
Bullying, I don't like it. I don't condone it. But if my kid was being bullied and he come home and tell me, you know, that he's being bullied, then, you know, most kids they're afraid to tell their parents or they're afraid to tell somebody, you know, and that's the worst thing to do. You know, talk to somebody. Talk to somebody you trust. Talk to somebody you know that's going to stand up for you and, you know, make something happen. You know, I don't encourage fighting, but if somebody hits you, you know, don't turn the other cheek and let them hit the other cheek. And, you know, just do what you feel is necessary, but make sure that you have an adult that you tell what's going on, because you don't want to get in trouble and you don't want to get nobody else in trouble. But y'all kids think y'all bullying out there, stop bullying. Because there's somebody else out there bigger than you.
Somebody out there bigger than you. All right. Do you ever go to any school functions, anything, or do you have a favorite charity or anything?
Well, I have a disease called sarcoidosis, which was Bernie Mac passed of, and it's inflammation of the lung. So currently right now, my girlfriend and I, we're doing public awareness nonprofit, and we're gonna, because that right there is really something that I take serious, and you know I have to keep it up. So, and I've been living with it all my life, but yeah, that's one of the charities and nonprofits that I really am focused on right now.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. What do you think about President Barack Obama?
I love him. He's a great guy. You know, as a black man, he really makes me look forward to or encourages me to keep going. You know, your dream, it's not in vain. Whatever, if you dream it, you believe it, you can achieve it. So, you know, I really commend him. States, Barack Obama, and I hope to see you another 4 years.
Okay. All right. Now, the passing of Ms. Chaka Khan, how did that affect you? And what were you doing? Donna Summer, I'm so sorry. Forgive me. Ms. Chaka Khan has not passed. She is still very much there. Ms. Donna Summer. I'm so sorry.
Ms. Donna Summer is, she was a great musician, great person. It wasn't nobody I had in my CD player all the time bumping, but, you know, she definitely was one of my inspirations, and she will be missed. We love you, we miss you, and I'll see you at the end of the road, baby.
Okay. All right, so you've had the privilege, well, not necessarily privilege, people have been able to work with you, you've been able to work with them, you've been able to work with some pretty huge stars, I mean, in the music industry. Have you ever did any acting? Any commercials, any film, any theater?
Well, as far as you talking about me acting?
No.
I've scored a couple of films and television shows, but never myself physically doing it.
Okay. All right. Well, that just about ends the show. Is there any information you'd like to leave with my listeners? Or have we covered everything?
Yeah, you can follow me at The Real J Mac, T-H-E-R-E-A-L, J-A-Y-M-A-C. The Real J Mac. You can follow me on Twitter, my Facebook. Everything is The Real J Mac. My email, my Twitter, my Facebook, my Skype, and also make sure y'all register, subscribe at CrestMusicGroup.com. C-R-E-S-T, MusicGroup.com. Check it out. Stay up to date. We're going to send you weekly letters, weekly updates on what's going on. Just subscribe, and we're going to keep this thing going. We're going to keep it positive, and we're going to show love and spread love.
All right, listeners, we have with us tonight Mr. J Mac. I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank you for coming on my little show, and I look forward to having you back. And if you know of any other artists, please send me an email or call me or something. Just let me know.
I definitely will. And thank you for having me. Thank you for considering me, Ms. Butler. It's been a pleasure. And I also look forward to talking to you again.
All right. Thank you, Mr. J. Mac.
Okay.
All right, listeners, that's Mr. J. Mac. He is a producer, musician. He says he plays over 100 instruments. So, my goodness, very talented individual, very talented young man.
Check me out also again. Not meaning to cut you off, but Guinness Book of World Records. I'm going to be in there hopefully in the next year or so, playing the most instruments, the single person playing the most instruments in the world. So trying to get that solidified. So y'all just pray for me, keep me up in your prayers, and we're going to keep this thing going. God bless.
God bless, and God bless you with the Guinness Book of World Records. 100 instruments. The only thing I ever played was clarinet, but God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right, listeners, you heard what he said. He's looking forward to possibly being in the Guinness Book of World Records in the coming year. So check out J Mac, keep up with his career, and go to his Quest website. All right, listeners, that's going to end it for Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler, and the call-in number was 1-347-327-9376. For those of you who don't know, you can hit me up at Facebook. Look for Show Talk with Angela Butler, or simply Angela Butler. And my email address is angelabutlershow@gmail.com. And I thank you for listening to me on Blog Talk Radio. Have a good day.